Penguin Audio presents The Outlaws by W.E.B. Griffin and William E. Butterworth IV. Read by Jonathan Davis.
Chapter 1. El Obeid Airport, North Kordofan, Sudan, 2130, January 31, 2007. The small convoy, two battered Toyota pickups, a Ford F-150 pickup, and a Land Rover, had attracted little attention as it passed through Al Obeid. Estimated population around 310,000. Al Obeid was the nearest town, 7 kilometers, to the El Obeid Airport, which was sometimes known as the Al Obeid Airport. The town of Al Obeid was sometimes known as El Obeid. In this remote corner of the world, what a village or an airport or just about anything else was called depended on who was talking. The men were all armed with Kalashnikov rifles and all bearded, and all were dressed in the long pastel-colored robes known as jalabiya, and wearing both taguia skullcaps and a length of cloth called an imma covering their heads. The beds of the trucks each held one or two armed men. It was impossible to tell, even guess, what the cargo might be, as it was covered with a tarpaulin. The convoy looked, in other words, very much like any other convoy passing through or originating in Al Obeid on any given day. By whatever name, the town had been a transportation hub for nearly 2 centuries. First, there'd been camel caravans, then a rail line, then roads. It's a 9-hour, 500-kilometer trip from Khartoum, and finally, 6 kilometers south of town, the airport, with a runway nearly 1,000 meters long.